Welcome to Journey to Alignment, the podcast, where you come to learn about the journey it takes to fully lean into your purpose. I'm your host, Sam Harper, and founder of Sharper Advising. Together, we will learn about the beaten path and the methods it takes to be a trailblazer. Everyone's journey is different, and I want you to know that you're right on time and everything is falling into place. Your path doesn't have to look the same as anyone else's. When I'm rising, so are you. Let's get into it. Welcome back, fam. I'm really excited for this episode because you know how Spotify has like their year wrapped? That's kind of going to be what this episode is about. I was just reflecting on what 2021 brought me and really rounding out this year in such a massive place that I really wanted to reflect on my intentions that I set for 2021 and really amp you up to kick off casting vision for 2022. And I'm going to do the same with you here today. So I historically have a difficult time remembering like what I even did last week. I'm like, I don't know. I know what I did in 2012 on March 5th, but I have no idea what I did last week. So to refresh my memory, I went through my photo albums and just went month by month to look at all of the things that I captured, the memories that I thought were important to grabbing, and really allowing myself to drop back into some of the big moments that 2021 brought me. And oh my gosh, if you have not done this, I highly recommend you do it. So if you have an Apple phone, it's super easy. You go into your photos, you go to the search at the very top, you type in the month, so January 2021, and it'll pull up all of your photos. And so I went and did that through each and every single month. And I want to give you a little bit of insight on what this year looked like for me. And I know the last episode was about celebrating, and there'll be a little bit of that in this episode too. But just as a reminder to myself of what I set out for 2021 to look like and feel like and be, I always set intentions and words for my year. I don't do New Year's resolutions. I don't really believe in them for myself because they haven't worked for me. I don't really like rules. That's why I got kicked out of corporate. And resolutions seem to have that same implication for me. So I just rebel against them. So that's just not how I work. I work with vision and really getting like the big idea. And then all of the details I leave to the mysterious ways of the universe and how they show up. And I feel like it's much more broad in what the words will bring me rather than I want to work out 5 times a week. Your girl won't do that. But if I'm saying like I want better health and wellness and overall longevity of life, then I'm going to work out probably 7 days a week. That's just how I work. So my words for 2021, as I was sitting down with a group of my girlfriends last year in December, we're all vision boarding, and I was really thinking, like, what do I want this next year to feel like? And I chose 3 words. Typically, I choose 1, but for whatever reason, 3 words really landed heavy on my heart. And the first one was expansion. And I thought that was going to be a really fun word. It turns out that is a very audacious word to carry for the year. And the reason being is that expansion really cracks you out of your shell. Expansion makes you grow in ways that are uncomfortable. Expansion pushes you beyond your fears. Expansion literally will shift you into new skin. And that's exactly what that word did for me in 2021. And I wasn't prepared. I remember it was probably June, maybe late May, early June, I remember even doing like an Instagram story and kind of talking about this of like, I wasn't ready. I was not ready for what this word meant. And so if you are pulled to set an intention and a word for your year, and you're wondering what your word should be for 2022, and expansion has been maybe floating around, I want to give you the warning now. Don't go into this thinking it's going to be a comfortable experience. Has it been transformational and completely like moving my life in a different direction? Yes, absolutely. Have I done more with my life in this past year because of that word? Yes, absolutely. So it's a great word to have. I'm just giving you the warning, like caution sign of be careful what you ask for if that's going to be your word. So that was one of them. My second word was joy. And the reason why I picked joy was because I tend to be pretty serious, like a pretty serious person. And so it takes a fair amount of effort for me to be playful and to seek out joy and to allow myself to sit and relish in the joy. Yes, I have joy in my life on a daily basis, but do I allow myself to really sit in it for very long? Typically, that has not been the case. And so I really wanted to call in more joy to my life without holding this sense of guilt that I can't be in joy for too long. Otherwise, something bad's going to happen, aka trauma response. Hello. So I was trying to train my body, my mind, my spirit to sit in joy for a little bit longer. And what that word did for me in 2021 was really allow myself to unattach to outcomes. And that was incredibly expansive, no pun intended on going back to my original word, but it really allowed me to be in the moment and present in how joy showed up in my life. And it was in mostly in the details of life, in the mundane, in the moments that were passing by quickly, not in necessarily like big ways. Did I have big joy in 2021? Hell yeah, I did. And I'll get to some of that. But for me, finding joy was going to be and is and has been a daily practice. And I say practice because, like I said, I'm not attuned to gravitating towards that feeling. I'm more of a serious get shit done, grind, like very much in my masculine energy. And I wanted to allow myself to find joy in the mundane. And it has been so beautiful. And I think what it's also allowed me to do is not only unattach from outcomes, be more present in the moment, but it's also helped me to be even more authentic in my truth because I would investigate, like, what is this moment bringing me? What is the lesson that's coming from this? What is the beauty that's coming from this experience and this moment? And if you give yourself a little bit of pause to ask yourself how you feel, more than likely you'll be able to find moments of joy. And so that one wasn't as an audacious intention and word as expansion was, but it really did push me out of my comfort zone of being in this like serious character and personality traits that I have as much. So it really opened me up to laughing more, connecting deeper with people, being super present, and being authentic with how I was feeling in the moment. And I love what joy brought me in 2021. It was a really beautiful experience. And then my third word that I landed on was activation, because the past, I would say, 2.5 years, I've had so many ideas pop into my head, so many businesses pop up in my head, so many things that I've wanted to do. And aside from this year, we'll say 2019, 2020, activation was a difficult thing for me. I'd have all of these amazing ideas and then I wouldn't do anything about it. And I would let the fire burn out, and then nothing came of all of these ideas that I think really could have had pretty amazing potential, but I wasn't activated. I wasn't taking action. I wasn't doing anything about it. And that's really where my leadership struggled. And I knew that coming into 2021, I did have, and it has been true, that I had really big plans and goals and ambitions for what this year was going to bring. And I knew that I had to keep myself accountable because, like I said, if other people try and put parameters around me, I will rebel. And so I needed to give myself a little bit different tactic on motivation and what that meant for me in particular. And it wasn't like, go get inspired and go read another motivational self-help growth book. I've done all that. I'm the queen of researching, so much so that I will research until I'm overwhelmed and I'm like, oh, whatever area is saturated with that idea already, I'm not going to do it. Or I've researched it enough and I really don't think I want to do it anymore. And so I wanted to get out of the research mode and into the activation mode. And oh my gosh, this was a game changer for me in 2021. Anytime I felt stuck or stagnant or that great idea, like the urge to want to research and dig deeper, I would say, no, we're activating and we're taking this to the next step. It's not just going to live in my brain. I'm going to do something about it. I'm going to move swiftly. I'll pivot later. Messy movement, messy action, and we'll see what sticks. And that also got so many things off of the ground for me. And things that are coming in 2022, which I'm super excited about, and has moved me so quickly into developing and moving through my ideas more so than anything I think has ever done for me. It doesn't matter like going to a conference and coming home and feeling really jazzed up if you're not activated behind it. So if you are going to a talk or you read a motivational book or you come across something that really inspires you, do something with it. Don't just let it sit in you because it will die off. It will lose its flame. It won't have the momentum. And either you'll get overwhelmed or you'll feel bad that, oh, I should have done that. Only if I did X, Y, and Z. And so activation was incredibly powerful for me for 2021. The things that activation did for me, and I want to give you a little short list of some of the wins that happened for me because I didn't just sit with the ideas. I actually moved through them, even though the expansion part was so uncomfortable and mysterious and unknown. I just kept moving. I kept up with the activation. And so I, like I said, I went through each of my months to see like what was going on throughout the year. Let me refresh and recall. Let me wrap it up. And so in January was a really interesting time for me. I was coming off of a breakup just 2 months prior to that. And so I was really coming back into my own, reconnecting to myself, really allowing myself to like love on myself. And I started dating myself in January. And if you've gone through a breakup, if you're single right now, if you're trying to figure out this self-love hack, take yourself on a date. Just do it. Stop waiting for somebody to buy you flowers. Stop waiting to go to the nice restaurant. Stop waiting for somebody else to do things for you and do it for your damn self. Also, game changer. So my self-love journey like really, really went deep starting January of this year. And that bled into the rest of the months and just continued to grow and get deeper. And my self-worth changed, my confidence changed, my perspective on relationships changed, my values of relationships totally changed. It was a game changer. So that was really what was going on in January. I was like, we gotta get this love activation going, sister, because we are not waiting around for somebody else to love you. And then February was a really awesome time. I got to travel to Encinitas and do a sound healing for this new boutique hotel right on the ocean. And that was such a beautiful experience that, again, like activation it wasn't just activating me, but I was activating the people who are bringing this vision to life in another space. And that was amazing. So as you are activating yourself, think about ways and how you can activate others or even give other people permission to be in a state of activation and expansion. And then March comes around and I had manifested this really awesome photo shoot with Powerhouse Women. That was a really amazing experience. And it was at that photo shoot that I said publicly out loud for the first time, I wasn't keeping it a secret or hidden anymore, that I was going to be famous. I am going to be famous. And this is the first time I'm saying it on the podcast, not the first time I'm saying it out loud for other people to hear, but now it's on a bigger platform. So there you go. I don't know exactly how I'm going to be famous, but I know that I will be famous for the work that I do and the impact that I make. So just keep your eyes peeled for that, because I know to my bones it's happening. And if you look at my astrology, it's like in the stars. I'm made for it. Anyway, so that was happening in February or March. And then that was also a time where I was really allowing my heart to expand open to receiving. And I became really intentional about my efforts to allow myself to receive. For pretty much my whole life, I've been really solo, independent. I started living on my own when I was 16. Like, I can figure it out. And I haven't been the best at allowing myself to receive help, to receive affirmation, to receive love. And it was in March that I decided, you know what? Why limit myself? And there's so many people that want to love on me, like, allow it in. And that was really huge for me. And from that moment, really a lot of things changed because my perspective changed. You know, I'm giving and I'm healing other people and I'm feeding into other people. And it dawned on me that if I want to continue with my strength and my grounding in this position, I have to receive and I have to allow myself to expand in such a way that I am overflowing with the allowance for people to love on me and feed into me. So again, game changer. That same month, I also manifested another photo shoot with Light Pink and really was able to develop some really meaningful connections and relationships that I have in my life currently. So grateful for that. And then I did a retreat in Joshua Tree. I started feeling on fuego like massively in March. And I remember I was doing like two workouts a day. I was working so much, but not from a place of like numbing myself or dissociating, but like I literally was on fire. So I'm excited for what March is going to bring this year coming up, because I know that that's like my time. It's when I really get lit up. April came a time where I manifested flying on a private jet for the first time. And talk about allowing myself to receive and expand. Ooh, that one was so amazing, but also such a big deal for me because it was something that I was manifesting for probably 2 years. And then for it to come in, I didn't know how to hold it. I didn't know what to do with myself. I was thinking like, oh my God, how do I like pay this back? How do I accept this? I was really at a loss of like what to do with it. But then I was like, wait a second. This is coming into me because I'm allowing myself to receive and I'm expanding and I'm accepting and I love myself and I'm calling in my worth and the list goes on. So, and April's also my birthday month. And so that was a huge time. The list goes on and on and on and on, you guys, of like amazing trips to Tulum, more manifestations coming in, residencies at the Biltmore, working at more retreats, launching my podcast, launching my Sound Vault membership, taking my business to the next level, and really casting vision for what is to come next. And it is big. It's so big. I don't even know how it's going to happen, but I know it's going to happen. And so this is my permission slip for you guys to dream really really big. And if you so dare to walk into 2022 with expansion, joy, and activation being any of your words, allow the fullness of those words to take over and be ever present in every single day of your life. And if those words don't resonate, I really encourage you to spend some time before the new year to really reflect, maybe go through your photo album, see what happened this year, celebrate those moments, reflect on what you called in, reflect on how it shaped you and what you want to do for the next year to come. And see what words pop in. Like sit in silence for a moment. These words that I chose, they were chosen for me. It wasn't something that I picked for myself. I sat in meditation and I allowed words to come in, and they all didn't drop in at the same time. I got expansion first, I got activation second, and I got joy as my last word. And I really didn't even want to add three words, but God, source, the universe was like, you need all of these. And so I accepted the challenge. I accepted the words, and it has proven to be really beautiful. So I want to invite you to cast a vision for 2022 and see what lands for you, and be open to receiving the massive amounts of abundance that are about to flow into you, that are already on their way to you. Be ready and allow yourself to welcome it in with open palms. So that is my wrap on 2021. It has been such an amazing year. Thank you so much for being a part of my creations, my vision, and what I am growing into. Your support and encouragement and love has fed into me, and I could literally cry right now. Whoa, I wasn't expecting that. I could really, I am crying because I'm so grateful for all of your support. I couldn't do this alone. And like my lovely friend and mentor, Lindsay Schwartz, always says, you're not meant to do life or business alone. And I really would not be where I'm at right now without all of your support. So thank you, thank you, thank you from every corner and crevice of my heart, my being, my spirit, my soul. You guys always know when I say I rise, you rise, it really is such a deep, deep mantra that I want to extend to you to take on as your own. As you continue to rise, those people around you are also rising. So thank you once again, and I will see you guys on the flip side. I love you. I rise, you rise, baby. Let's go. Listening to this episode of Journey to Alignment. Don't forget to share your favorite takeaways on Instagram and leave a 5-star review. Until next time, friends, I rise, you rise.